Today on Piano Jazz, I'm bringing out a gem from the Piano Jazz Archives, a wonderful show featuring the brilliant world-class jazz and classical trumpet player Arturo Sandoval. Arturo has become very well known for his exciting trumpet style and his ability to play in just about any genre, from bebop to classical to the Afro-Cuban grooves of his native Cuba. Sandoval fled the communist country for America in 1990, and I wasted no time in having him on Piano Jazz. Arturo brought along his flugelhorn and even showed off his pianistic skills on this program from 1993. You must tell me the story of how you came here. It's sort of exciting and kind of romantic from Cuba. Tell me what happened.
I was trying to come and live in this country for many years, but it was difficult for me to have a chance to bring my family, because I really never wanted to leave my wife and my son behind. My son is already 17 years old.
Oh, really?
And that means in the last 17 years, I have only one chance. It was exactly two and a half years ago, the last June 1990, I got that opportunity to travel together with my wife and my son, and of course I took it. I was on tour in Europe with Dizzy Gillespie. I was with him, and as soon as I supposed to have a tour for 6 months, and I asked the government there, I really cannot handle that without my family, be away home for 6 months. And they said, what we can do about it? I said, what you can do? You can give me a permit. You can let my wife and my son to join me there and spend at least a month or something for the holidays. And they said, all right, let's think about it. And then they give me an answer a few weeks later. And I really was very happy. You know, it was a completely secret, because nobody couldn't even imagine what we was planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we couldn't do it.
Sure, of course.
Because we escaped, we ruined, you know, we defected, you know. But it was a very problematic, because I went in the... we was in Athens, in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the American embassy there, asking for political asylum.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they said, all right, no problem, but if you are in the middle of the tour with this, it's better you wait until you get the end of the tour, and then when you finish the tour, whatever you're going to be, you go to the American embassy, and then they're going to know who you are and what you want and so on. All right. But a week later, I don't know how, the people in Cuba, the government there, they knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And my family was in trouble there in London. They was looking for them, because my wife and my son was waiting for me in London.
Oh, goodness.
And then she called me and said, hey, we have bad news. Somebody from the Cuban embassy is looking for us, asking everybody where we are and so. And I was in Italy with Dizzy that day. I said, all right, don't move from there, get a safe place, and don't call nobody, don't open the door, don't do that, and you know. And then I went the day after to the American embassy, and I say, I am in trouble now, I cannot wait any longer, I must do it now. And I'm very pleased and very grateful that the USA government, they give me the political asylum in a matter of hours. Minutes. In 3 hours, I was flying to New York.
Oh,
and my
God.
Wife and my son from London, too, and then we met in New York.
Well, before we get into more things, let's try a piano duet.
Wow.
How about that?
it's a big challenge for me.
Well, but, you know, you were showing me some wonderful different harmonies on Autumn Leaves. Because
somebody showed me that years ago, and they told me that is B11 changes on Autumn Leaves.
What? Like?
Instead of.
Oh,
learned that song.
See, I learned something already. Oh. You want to you try know it? That.
All right, why not? One, two, and one, two.
Where did you hear Dizzy? I mean, when you were a kid, did you start hearing him in Cuba?
I used to play just traditional Cuban music for many years. And then because after 1959, you know, the revolution came over and then we stopped to get in the new music and they closed all music store, no record store at all in the whole country.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was very, very difficult to find out the information, you know, to be in touch with what was going on out of Cuba. And someday somebody played for me a Dizzy and Charlie Parker album. From 1946.
First time you heard it?
It was the very, very first time. I want to die. Oh, my goodness. I said, oh, what is that? Goodness. And I still trying to find out what they was playing. Still, after, you know, those many years.
Some of those early records, what was that? Like Hot House?
Yeah.
And Grooving High.
Grooving High. I love Grooving High.
Yeah. Oh, you probably learned how to play those.
many years later, in 1977, mm-hmm. I met Dizzy first time.
Did he come? Was he able to come to Cuba?
He was there in the boat. There was in a cruise in the Caribbean with Stang X and Air Fadenheim and a lot of good people.
What a kick
musicians.
For you.
And was very funny because my English is terrible now, it's bad. But that time, I couldn't say nothing at all, nothing. Even I don't know to say yes. And I went in the harbor there to meet him. I was very terrible because I want to say a lot of wonderful things, how much I admire him, how much I enjoy his music and so. I couldn't say nothing at all. And anyway, I went there. I was there waiting for the boat in the harbor and so.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was lucky because Ray Mantilla is a percussionist here in New York.
Yes, I know that.
He appears suddenly behind him like this. He said, can I help you? I can translate for you if you want to say something. He said, yeah, I would like to say I admire him a lot. And so I hear his record, and it's unbelievable how admiration I feel about him, for him. I say, yeah, he turned left for him. He said, oh, this is it. All right. You have a car? And they said, yeah, I have a car. So far, I never mentioned I was a musician myself. I never said that till that time, you know what I mean? And then he asked me to drive him around the different neighborhood where the Cuban black people used to play those drums, you know, we mm-hmm. call the batas drums.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he asked me that. I drove him the whole day around Havana, different places. He never been there before. It was the first time there in 1977. He was very excited, you know, to see everything and meet people. So they have only 48 hours there. And we spent the whole day. From morning to the late afternoon. Then I left in the hotel here, and then we supposed to have a jam section in the night. I was playing with Zita Kere in that time, in 1977. And then when he saw me in the theater later on in the evening, with the trumpet warming up in the dressing room. He was in shock, you know. Hey, what my driver doing with the horn in the hands? And then somebody explained to him, Dizzy, he's not your driver. He's the best trumpet player in the country. He said, oh, no. Maybe his brother. So I said, this is my driver. And then he called me my driver.
That's funny.
From there, we really created, you know, the wonderful friendship. I'm really very proud of that, you know, because we play for many years in the whole world, everywhere, in China and right. Japan and all Europe and Latin America, South America, everywhere.
Oh, that's
with right. different band. I play with his band, and he appeared as a special guest with my band too. And then he put together the United Nations band. I played the lead trumpet there in the band since the beginning. And We really have a lot of I really have a lot of wonderful experience with him, and I learned a lot from him. A lot.
How about you doing something on the horn, and I'll try to pick out the changes for you.
Yes, please.
What?
A ballad. I love ballad.
All right. Actually,
I'm going to play the flugelhorn.
Okay.
Because it's mellow. More intimate.
It's mellow.
And let's play I Remember Clifford, the ballad.
Oh, that's a gorgeous tune.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Okay. Arturo joined me again in 2002. He'd just released an album on which he played piano, and he told me how much the piano meant to him. When did you decide that you'd want to make a piano album?
Oh my goodness, that was a long time ago, you know, when I was reading a book. Of a jazz history book, when Miles Davis came to Dizzy Gillespie asking for a lesson, you know, for advice, and then Dizzy said, okay, let's move to the piano and work. And Miles said, the piano? I don't play any piano. And Dizzy said, you should go and play some piano and learn some piano, and then come back and we're going to be able to understand each other. Well, when I read that, I said, it's good for everyone, you know. And then I start to try to get into the piano. You know, the only thing I can tell you is from the bottom of my heart, I have my best time is when I sit in front of the piano. Also, I'm going to tell you something. The piano, I also believe, saved my marriage, because I'm married for 28 years. And every time we're going to have a kind of argued discussion with my wife and me, like everybody else, you know, I said, honey, please give me 5 minutes and I'll be back. And then I go there. I play a couple of chords, play for 5 minutes, and then I come back and say, yes, honey, you're right, whatever you say.
See, music is a great force for good things. In fact, isn't that a really great idea for everybody, even if they don't play piano? Just go away and say, wait a minute, honey, I'll be back in a minute.
Yes.
That's terrific.
To refresh, you know, don't speak when you are in the moment of the heat of the moment. You
that's
know,
really good yeah. advice for all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Goodness.
But in general, the piano, I'm going to tell you something from the bottom of my heart. Not only in that situation, when I feel like any human being, when I feel a little down, a little depressed or whatever, the piano also take me out of those things, you know. I go to the piano when I got a problem or somebody's sick in the family or any kind of problem, I go to the piano. And it's... I talk, I play there for a while and play and play. And I feel the piano help me, you know, to I don't know how to explain exactly, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, to put my soul in peace together with my mind, you know.
You know, it's really, the piano is really good for just about everything.
It's
if
true.
You feel happier, if you, as you say, if you're
if
depressed,
you feel sad or happy,
you can feel better after you play.
Especially if you are in love.
Oh, well, now that's a whole other thing. Now we don't have time to talk about that. Boy, actually, I'd really love to hear another of the tunes that you wrote. Maybe that one that you wrote for your wife.
Yes.
Maybe this was written on one of those moments when you said, wait a minute, honey, and he went in the other room.
Yeah, time out, I'll be back.
Time out, I'll be back. Yeah, exactly. I'd love to hear that.
Okay.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.